Senator's campaign updating her legal work page to detail income she earned from each case. That's, of course, after she's been slamming the rich, saying they should be paying much more in taxes. Miss South Africa is the new Miss Universe. Host Steve Harvey feeling that same old embarrassment. Zozobeanie Tunzi won the title last night in Atlanta. Harvey had a flashback to the 2015 pageant when he infamously...
Join Nami Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back at Chef Bill's table, but talking about sparkling wine. So champagne, basically, again, expensive process. If you non-vintage means it's blended harvest from different years. Blanc de Blanc would mean it's just the Chardonnay grape in there. If you don't see Blanc de Blanc on the label, then you can assume that one or both of the other red grapes juices in there. I think it adds a little more character. And the process, traditional method, or bottle fermented, fermented in the bottle, fermented in this bottle, fermented in the bottle could mean it was still a transfer process, but the method's the same. And other countries that produce sparkling wine, Spanish Cava will say using method tradicional, which means it was done bottle fermented, same process, but again, different grapes. Cavas are usually a great buy, less expensive grapes, obviously in the Champagne region, a small region. Champagne coming from there is the only wine really permitted to be called Champagne. Other areas in France produce sparkling wines. Normally you'll see them preceded by a Cremant, that term. And that would mean sparkling wines could be from the Loire region, other regions besides Champagne, and still same process, but not from the Champagne district. It's like anything. If you're a small district and you've got limited production, high demand, of course, the prices will get higher. And as I say, the Champagne, the process is labor-intensive. Now, there's other processes out there, the Charmat or bulk process, where instead of fermenting in individual bottles, it's in a big tank. And the result is similar. The bubbles aren't quite as fine. Long-lasting bubbles, of course, after you've poured the wine, a lot of that has to do with the proper glass. If you want a tall flute or a tulip glass, although for a rosé brut, I like something with has a little bit of... a bowl to it, and then the top flares outward, and that really helps where the wine enters your palate, the flavors. You lose the bubbles a little bit quicker, but you still get that little tingle from the carbonic acid in there, so still nice. But be careful pouring it. Of course, you want it fairly well chilled, but the bubbles will they'll fill up the glass pretty quickly, so you don't want to waste any. And also opening the bottle. You have to be careful. You always see people popping the cork or sabering it open, and of course, a lot of the wine flies out. You don't want to do that. When you undo the seal and the wire cage that's holding it because of the high pressure, and what you do is you hold the cork and twist the bottle. Keep your thumb over the top of it, and just you should hear a little hiss or a little. You don't want the big bang pop and thing flying. It's dangerous, for one thing. and you're going to lose a lot of wine. So make sure the wine is well chilled. Obviously, don't shake it up. And open it carefully. So we've got the Charmat bulk process, and other wines we're seeing now. And we had one the other day called a Pet Nat, or Petillant Naturel. Petillant is a slight fizz. A lot of regions in the world produce wines that will have that, not quite fully carbonated, but a little bit of frizzante, as the Italians call it, a little bit of a spritz to it. And the Pet Nat wines, actually that process was before the champagne method, with the second fermentation in the bottle. The Pet Nat is when you're fermenting, and what they'll do is do the whole fermentation in the bottle and not disgorge it, not riddle it, not release it. So sometimes these wines might be a little cloudy. So, you know, on occasion they will filter them and rebottle them, but mostly, you know, you're getting what you get. And these are really up to the skill of the winemaker. And, you know, you can taste them. They're pleasant wines. And you will find those in other regions, not just Champagne, but other white wines. They're really a different process. It's the ancestral, original process, let's say. The Charmat, the bulk process, Prosecco is pretty much done like that. Again, any wines with the bubbles getting in with the bulk process are going to be a lot less expensive. You don't have all that handling and labor. I say the bubbles, sometimes people think, well, they're not as fine or is not as long-lasting, but still very pleasant, very drinkable wines. And, of course, your very inexpensive ones are done just like making soda. You chill it down and inject with carbon dioxide. And those you can really recognize that bubbles are like soda. They're larger. They dissipate very quickly. And, you know, it's probably more like soda pop than, of course, not as sweet. But, you know, it's, you get what you pay for. Serving 3 or 4 ounces versus maybe 6 ounces or more, or about 6 ounces maybe average for a glass of still wine. Still wine meaning something without bubbles. The bubbles, it's celebratory. It kind of speeds up the alcohol absorption as you feel like you have a little champagne toast and right away you're in, you know, loosen up a little bit. It's not that they're high alcohol wines, but they just get into your system a little bit quicker. And also you find with the sparkling wines that they do go, and even with a food like eggs, which normally, you know, does not do well with other wines, especially red wines, although you can find examples of anything that will go with specific foods. There's a few things, though, that we try to often avoid at tastings, but, you know, again, it's personal taste, whatever you like. There's, you know, there's eggs poached in a red wine, but you need to pick the correct red wine. So sparkling wine, champagne, what is it? How do those bubbles get in there? Why is it so expensive? Well, the champagne process is, well, it used to be very labor-intensive, and probably with some producers it still is, because you put the wine through what's called a second fermentation. So fermentation, when you make wine or any beverage alcohol process, used to be very labor-intensive, and probably with some producers it still is, because you put the wine through what's called a second fermentation. So fermentation, when you make wine or any beverage alcohol, you take something that has sugar in it, and you add yeast, and the result is carbon dioxide, which in an open vat or even a closed vat with some kind of escape mechanism, the CO2 is released, and alcohol is the other byproduct. And when all the sugar in the beverage is consumed by the yeast, then the fermentation stops. Or if there's too much in there and the alcohol level gets too high for these yeasts, it kills the yeast. Can't survive. That's why your table wines are normally, they cap out at, you know, you won't see one for much over 15% alcohol by volume. You get into the higher alcohol wines, fortified wines that have some brandy and other, you know, it has to be a wine product in there, that, you know, preserves the wine, stops fermentation, and then the wine is aged. I'm thinking of sherries, ports, things like that, Madeira, Marsala. So with the champagne, so we put the wine through its first fermentation, and now we've got to get bubbles in there. Of course, we lost all the bubbles when we fermented the juice, and now we want to get some more in there. The second fermentation is once the wine is either it's blended oftentimes, or if it's just straight single grape, another tirage or measure of yeast and sugar are added enough to make some bubbles, and they have to be trapped in there. So in the traditional method, of course, they're trapped in the bottle and make the bubbles. Somehow now we've got bubbles in there, but we have some dead yeast cells, other things in the wine that we want to get out of there. How do we do that? The wine is what we call riddled. It's of course, they're stored on their side. There's machines that will turn the wine now. They used to be done by hand. Turn the bottles slowly and kind of increase the angle that they're up. So at the end of this process, the wine is pretty much upside down. Anything that's in.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the latest U.S. House impeachment hearing concerning President Trump.
President Trump's actions are impeachable offenses. They threaten our rule of law. They threaten our institutions. They threaten our republic.
As you probably guessed, that's the top Democratic attorney on the House Judiciary Committee, Barry Burke, accusing Trump of betraying his oath of office. On the other side, Republican lawyers like Stephen Castor say otherwise, and that the president's conduct does not meet constitutional impeachment standards. And he adds,
Democrats have turned away information by declining to negotiate in good faith with the administration about the scope of document requests. As a result of these failures, the evidentiary record in the impeachment inquiry is incomplete and in many places incoherent.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
At least five people have been killed, and people are also missing after a volcano erupts on an island off the coast of New Zealand hours ago. Here's a police spokesman who says,
at this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island.
He says the death toll and missing numbers likely to rise once authorities can access the island. The owner of a Southern California wildlife preserve is recovering after two of her tigers attacked her. Reports are that Patty Perry had to be rescued by bystanders when two tigers jumped on her during a fundraising event. She suffered cuts and bruises and some other injuries, but she's expected to survive. The Kennedy Center honors recognizing actor Sally Field, singer Linda Ronstadt, Sesame Street, conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, and Earth, Wind, and Fire at a ceremony last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren making close to $2 million during the two decades that she worked as a private lawyer. The Massachusetts senator's campaign updating her legal work page to detail income she earned from each case. That's, of course, after she's been slamming the rich, saying they should be paying much more in taxes. Miss South Africa is the new Miss Universe. Host Steve Harvey feeling that same old embarrassment. Zozibini Tunzi won the title last night in Atlanta. Harvey had a flashback to the 2015 pageant when he infamously...
Join NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back at Chef Bill's table, but talking about sparkling wine. So champagne, basically, again, expensive process. If you non-vintage means it's blended harvest from different years. Blanc de Blanc would mean it's just the Chardonnay grape in there. If you don't see Blanc de Blanc on the label, then you can assume that one or both of the other red grapes juices in there. I think it adds a little more character. And the process, traditional method, or bottle fermented, fermented in the bottle, fermented in this bottle, fermented in the bottle could mean it was still a transfer process, but the method's the same. And other countries that produce sparkling wine, Spanish Cava, will say using method tradicional, which means it was done bottle fermented, same process, but again, different grapes. Cavas are usually a great buy, less expensive grapes, obviously in the Champagne region, a small region. Champagne coming from there is the only wine really permitted to be called Champagne. Other areas in France produce sparkling wines. Normally you'll see them preceded by a Cremant, that term. And that would mean sparkling wines could be from the Loire region, other regions besides Champagne. And still, same process, but not from the Champagne district. It's like anything. With your, if you're a small district and you've got, you know, limited production, high demand, of course, the prices will get higher. And as I say, the Champagne, the process is labor-intensive. Now, there's other processes out there. The Charmat, or bulk process, where instead of fermenting in individual bottles, it's in a big tank. And the result is similar. The bubbles aren't quite as fine. Long-lasting bubbles, of course, after you've poured the wine, a lot of that has to do with the proper glass. If you want a tall flute or a tulip glass, although for a rosé, Brut, I like something with that has a little bit of a bowl to it, and then the top flares outward, and that really helps where the wine enters your palate, the flavors. You lose the bubbles a little bit quicker, but you still get that little tingle from the carbonic acid in there, so still nice. But be careful pouring it. Of course, you want it fairly well chilled, but the bubbles will leave, they'll fill up the glass pretty quickly, so you don't want to waste any. And also opening the bottle, you have to be careful. And you always see people popping the cork or sabering it open, and of course a lot of the wine flies out. You don't want to do that. You when you undo the seal and the wire cage that's holding it because of the high pressure, and what you do is you hold the cork and twist the bottle. Keep your thumb over the top of it, and just, you should hear a little hiss or a little pfft. You don't want the big bang pop and thing flying. It's dangerous for one thing, and you're going to lose a lot of wine. So make sure the wine is well chilled. Obviously, don't shake it up, and open it carefully. So we've got the Charmat bulk process and other wines we're seeing now. And I had one the other day called a Pet Nat, or Petillant Naturel. Petillant is a slight fizz. A lot of regions in the world produce wines that will have that, not quite fully carbonated, but a little bit of frizzante, as the Italians call it, a little bit of a spritz to it. And the Pet Nat wines, actually that process was before the champagne method, with the second fermentation in the bottle. The Pet Nat is when you're fermenting, and what they'll do is do the whole fermentation in the bottle and not disgorge it, not riddle it, not release it. So sometimes these wines might be a little cloudy. So, you know, on occasion they will filter them and rebottle them, but mostly, you know, you're getting what you get. And these are really up to the skill of the winemaker. And, you know, you can taste them. They're pleasant wines, and you'll find those in other regions, not just Champagne, but other white wines. They're really a different process. It's the ancestral, original process, let's say. The Charmat, the bulk process, Prosecco is pretty much done like that. Again, any wines with the bubbles getting in with the bulk process are going to be a lot less expensive. You don't have all that handling and labor. I say the bubbles, sometimes people think, well, they're not as fine or is not as long lasting, but still very pleasant, very drinkable wines. And of course, your very inexpensive ones are done just like making soda. You chill it down and inject with carbon dioxide. And those you can really recognize that bubbles are like soda. They're larger, they dissipate very quickly, and, you know, it's probably more like soda pop than, of course, not as sweet, but, you know, it's, you get what you pay for. Now, another thing you'd look at on the labels is sweetness level, and Brut or Extra Brut, Brut Zero, that's your no residual sugar in there. And Extra Dry, believe it or not, has a tiny bit of residual sugar, barely perceptible, not a sweet wine by any means, but barely perceptible on the palate. And oftentimes, you know, for a crowd, that's normally what's served. Again, it's not sweet. If you have a sec or a demi-sec, those are sweet. Asti Spumantes can be sweet. Those would be for dessert. Your extra dry or dry, of course, have a little bit of sugar. I prefer the Brut because I want no sugar in there. And that's the one that really, you know, kind of goes with a lot of foods. Although, again, if your palate is, if you like that extra dry, that, again, it's not really, it's barely perceptible as sweet. It's extra dry for people starting out. You know, oftentimes, that's what they prefer. But look for that on the label. As I said, Spain produces, most countries that produce sparkling wine. USA, obviously, California, New York State. Many good examples, and several French producers have vineyards over in California. And so you're going to get the skill of the winemaker, the company, and maybe not as expensive as having to import something from France. Sparkling wine, another good examples of white wine, Sekt, S-E-K-T. And those were, I mean, many German wines were, sugar was added. That was always the flavor the Germans sought after. And now, of course, the dry wines are becoming more popular with the younger people. And the Sekt, if you want to get the very dry. So what do we serve with champagne or sparkling wine? As I said, it kind of goes with anything, but we think of with the bubbles and the liveliness of the wine, very good with fried foods. As we said, you know, eggs, breakfast, of course, champagne, mimosas, drinks like that do well with breakfast. I find if you don't know what to serve with a meal, the sparkling wine will go well with anything, even if it's a white wine. It's still very tasty, and like with bubbles, you know, Americans, we, our favorite beverages are soda and beer, so, I mean, the bubbles say it all. So if you're doing a party, you know, what do I serve? Of course, wine and cheese. Let's start with the basics. Everybody thinks of wine and cheese. White wines are a little bit better suited for cheese, although there are some great matches with like port and Stilton cheese. Some oftentimes in a formal meal, the cheese course will be after salad, which is after the dinner. So you carry the red wine would carry into some of the cheese courses. I've had some great red wine and cheese matchups. Beer is great with cheese, but the champagne. What I like, my favorite is a Brie or a Camembert. Serve something like a good high fat content soft cheese, although a salty one would work also with our tasting. I'm going to have Brie and Munster, you know, milder cheeses, but then I'll also be using Asiago cheese on another item that we're serving. I'm thinking avocado, and normally, I mean, of course, guacamole would always be a good snack to put out. We're going to do avocado toast. When we come back after the news, we'll have some other suggestions, and I'll give you a couple of recipes here for some things that you might want to serve with your sparkling wine, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump announcing late Sunday they will not participate in the House Judiciary Committee's first public impeachment hearing on Wednesday, and at the same time they aired a long list of complaints that they say prevent any semblance of a fair process. The Democratic Committee Chairman, Gerald Nadler, had told President Trump he had until 6 p.m. Sunday to notify the committee that he and or his lawyers would attend. Nadler has still given Trump until Friday to decide whether to participate more broadly in the impeachment process. President Trump will be heading to London today ahead of the NATO summit, which begins tomorrow and runs through Wednesday. The president's scheduled to meet one-on-one with a number of European leaders, including the president of France and the German chancellor. Trump does not have a meeting scheduled with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Table here at WHCRDB. So, I mentioned before the break, avocado toast. Popular item, you see it everywhere. Guacamole, of course, you have your jalapenos and things in there. And we're going to try to make it a little less spicy and just simply mash the avocado and season it. And with the Mexican street corn on top. I've seen that combination out there. Pretty tasty. So you have normally Mexican street corn, you grilling the corn, and then some mayonnaise, the cotija cheese, or you could use other grated cheeses, but traditionally they would use that kind of semi-sharp, more of an aged cheese. Just a little chili powder and squeeze some lime, and you enjoy it like that. So we roast off corn for our black bean and corn salad all the time. So we're going to take that same corn that's roasted with some chili powder seasonings and add some lime juice. Not really going to use the mayonnaise because we've got the avocado. There's enough nice fat in there. But we will put some shredded Asiago, and I've served Asiago on other crostinis in the past with hashed Brussels sprouts and other things, and a little sprinkle of Asiago, of course, you can get it domestic or imported. It's not Parmesan Reggiano. It's other form of similar flavor. I find it's nice. Shred it on our Caesar salad. We used to use the Parmesan, but the Asiago, it's a good potent cheese. A little bit of that will go along with the nice, rich avocado and roasted corn. So that should be, you're going to use a whole grain bread, toast it first, obviously, and make canapés out of that. So that'll be one of the little noshes that we do. I like the tuna poke. We've been serving it as an appetizer or as a bowl. I normally will do some kind of raw tuna dish. It's got that meat-like texture, but it is seafood. We've done tartare in the past, a traditional way, and then we kind of led into this thing with a little ginger oil, and now the poke, the Hawaiian dish, marinated raw, either tuna or salmon. And, of course, smoked salmon would be another nice thing. Many times our tastings in the past, I've done smoked salmon with a little sour cream or horseradish cream or some kind of dairy product like that. Would be done it on a potato chip. I've done it on little steamed red potatoes that are hollowed out. Put that little bit of horseradish cream or creme fraiche in there, or if you like the dill, and then a little curl of smoked salmon on top. But smoked fish do very well with champagne. But the poke, we take we do a soy kind of sweet chili mix. So say you know that that Thai chili sauce you see in the store, the bottled stuff. Very, it's got a good spice, good sweetness. It's basically just chilies and sugar and maybe a little bit of garlic. That's the one we use. We have that little sweetness in there. Many poke recipes will call for maybe a little bit of sugar or something. So we use a cup of that and about a half a cup of soy sauce. So that gives you a sweet and spicy and salty. We'll put a little bit of sesame oil in there. I like that mouthfeel. I like the toasted sesame oil, by the way. That's the little more aromas out of that. And then we have some black and white sesame seeds in there. And then a teaspoon of ginger. Now, the ginger, you could grate the ginger. You could, I mean, if your powdered ginger is fresh, you could use that. Spreads it around a little bit more. Or instead of the with the sesame oil, you could marinate ginger in the sesame oil overnight and in the refrigerator and just strain out the oil if you don't want the little bits of ginger in there. If you don't mind little pieces of ginger, then by all means shred the ginger and put it in there. So either fresh, I said powdered in a pinch, you could use that. And mix it up. And the poke, we make it to order, so it's not really marinating a long time. If you're serving it as a party, you could make it a little bit of ahead, and it will. I found with things like a tartare, if there's any acid ingredients in there, then the meat kind of changes color a little bit. With the soy sauce, I wouldn't make it too far ahead, but if you want the flavors to permeate, it's simply cubed tuna, not really fine chopped like a tartare. Usually it's about 1/4 inch or so cubes, and mix that together. Now, we'll put it on a fried wonton chip because then you can pick it up like a little canapé. When we serve our appetizer, we serve it with a few wonton chips and simply, you know, put the tuna on there. Now, we're going to dress it with a wasabi mayonnaise to pick up the spice a little bit. We'll also serve it with a little bit of the wakame seaweed salad, get a little bit of crunch in there, and it makes a nice appetizer. So I'm picking another seafood item. Again, always like some kind of mushroom, stuffed mushrooms. So we're going to do crab meat. And a crab meat gratin would be nice, something with the cheeses and or even like a crab dip with the mayonnaise and the cheese, a lot of fat products in there. We decided we're going to go with more of a dynamite or creamy spicy sauce that you see in sushi places. And that's mayonnaise with some of the sriracha in there or any kind of red chili paste. And normally it's seafood. They're served with mushrooms. So the mushrooms are cooked, and then you have your – we've done it with scallops. We've done it with shrimp. You bake the shrimp or the scallops or crab meat on top of the mushrooms with this coating of the sriracha mayonnaise, and it kind of, you know, browns and bubbles nicely. It's the sauce for the fish. You've got that, you know, that the – mouthfeel, the richness of that mayonnaise, and then you've got, of course, the eggs and the mayo are going to brown a little bit. little bit lighter texture than using cream cheese, and it pairs well with the mushrooms. So I thought, well, you know, we're going to stuff some mushroom caps. Now, when I do stuff mushrooms of any kind, you know, the nice caps, of course, take the stem out, and I always par cook the mushrooms. Now, you can roast them in the oven. That's usually what we do, or you can steam them. You don't want, if you're starting with the raw mushroom, of course, it's going to take a while for that mushroom to cook. It shrinks a little bit, some liquid comes out of it. So I like to just par cook. I don't want to cook them all the way, but just to, you know, see what I'm dealing with as far as the size. Plus, it speeds up the baking time with the final product. With a large stuffing mushroom cap, even if it's got a sausage mixture in there. Now, if I was putting raw sausage in the mushroom, I might bake it in a raw mushroom cap. But normally, it's cooked, mixing it with a little bit of the ricotta or other little Parmesan, some spices, and then in the cap. So I'll use a cooked mushroom cap. So that should that combination should work out well. So, and then, you know, seafood, they say anything, I mean, if you can pull off frying things at home, great idea. We're going to do a slider version of our buttermilk brined fried chicken sandwich. Thought, why not have an item that we serve at the restaurant? We use a nice potato roll, slider roll. We marinate in, it's half pickle juice and half buttermilk, and we put a little dash of Frank's hot sauce in there. And, of course, the chicken should marinate for at least overnight, and then we double dust it. So it's in that buttermilk marinade. We make a flour and cornstarch mix. Cornstarch keeps it even crisper. Season the flour, salt and pepper, a little bit of onion powder, and some poultry seasoning. Blend that well. If you're using the cornstarch and flour mix, you really want to whisk it together. There's two different textures there, so you want that to all mix together very well. And we'll dredge in that flour once with the brined chicken, and then back into the brine, and then back in the flour again. So you got two coatings there. It's that nice craggy, you know, all the little nooks and crannies there. A lot of surface area, which means a lot of crunch. And so for a slider, of course, little pieces could be a little butterfly chicken tenderloin or a slice of chicken breast. You know, it's flattened, marinated, and we'll serve that with, we usually serve it with a Cajun ranch dressing and a little bit of coleslaw. Might vary it up a little bit for the champagne tasting. Maybe make a different kind of slaw on there for the crunch, but any kind of combination like that. Of course, a crunchy salad type thing, especially a slaw, just reinforces the crunchiness of the fried chicken.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final report from the House Intelligence Committee accuses President Trump of abusing his power. It alleges a scheme by President Trump to coerce an ally to solicit foreign election interference. Republican Congressman Ben Klein reacts to the 300-page document being released less than 24 hours before the Judiciary Committee begins their impeachment proceedings.
I am finally in possession of the 300-page report from the Intelligence Committee. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, we have to have a hearing on this tomorrow. It's a sham. It's an outrage. The American people should be very outraged at this travesty of justice that's occurring.
The Virginia Republican speaking there on Fox News. And your final numbers on Wall Street, a down day as the Dow lost 280 points to close at 27,503. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Another officer-involved school shooting at a Wisconsin high school is under investigation. The Oshkosh Police Department says a student confronted a school resource officer at Oshkosh West High School. Both were injured and are being treated for their wounds. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is heading to Southeast Asia. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oscar-winning actress Julia Roberts and former First Lady Michelle Obama will travel to Vietnam and Malaysia to speak about girls' education. The Obama Foundation announcing that Roberts will join Obama on December 9th in Vietnam with the Girls Opportunity Alliance to meet with local girls' education organizations. They will then be on stage for a conversation on December 12th in Malaysia, where they'll discuss their Vietnam trip and lessons from their own leadership journeys.
According to Baby Center, the top baby names of 2019 were Sophia for girls and Liam for boys. This is USA Radio News.
Eggs beaten, a couple of tablespoons of parsley. We need a little bit of salt, maybe a teaspoon of salt, teaspoon of pepper, and I put nutmeg in there just like I would for a Swedish style. And a little quarter teaspoon of granulated garlic and granulated onion. I don't have any chunky cooked vegetables, and usually when I make these mixtures, I like them to be smooth. I like the texture. I don't care if it's a crab cake, a meatball, a meatloaf is nice with some cooked onions and peppers in it, but most of the time I use the granulated version, so I don't have any surprises on undercooked or vegetable chunks in there. I like the product just to shine through. And also 3/4 cup of Parmesan. So when I'm making any kind of mixture like this, meatballs, and it's tough, of course, you always want to taste the mix, either in the microwave or if you're going to saute it, then, a little bit, or steam it. Do something where you're cooking the mix before you taste it, because there's raw egg, raw meat, poultry, whatever. This is where recipes really help. And getting the seasoning right. So once you've made a mixture and you taste it, you know, then, oh, I need more salt, I need more of this. Getting that extra seasoning back into the mix is difficult. Sometimes you don't mix it thoroughly again, or maybe in this case now you're over-mixing. What I do is I take all the wet ingredients. So I beat the eggs, whisk in the ricotta, the seasonings, the Parmesan. And the Parmesan kind of acts like the breadcrumbs here. You know, that mixture will get fairly thick. And then is when I add the meat in and blend it together until it's an homogeneous color. But this way the seasoning, spices, everything is already mixed into the liquid. And then you're just kind of combining it with the meat. Instead of just starting with the meat, and I see this on shows, they just crack the whole egg, you know, pile everything up and then start mixing. I mean, you're going to mix a long time. I don't like little pockets of things that are maybe too much seasoning or under-seasoned. And also texture of this, holding it together, of course, are the eggs and the proteins. There's no binder in there. There's no starch, no breadcrumbs, no oats. I mean, I guess making meatloaf, you know, you want it gluten-free. I mean, we always use the oats, because in the hotels we had oats for oatmeal for breakfast, so we would often use that in meatloaf. So, but these meatballs, now you can bake them, you can brown them in a pan. Sometimes, of course, if they're round like a meatball, they say, oh, brown all the sides, you got to roll them around a little bit. That's why we do it in the oven, or run it in the pizza oven, a high oven to sear the outside. You want them, you know, brown, and then we can finish baking them in some kind of sauce. The other way would be just to make them like a flattened meatball, almost like a little sausage patty. Then you can brown both sides. Those are nice too. They don't roll off the table, I guess. So little patties like that. When one restaurant I worked, we would do fried meatballs. You know, I mean, they had the breadcrumb, but we doubled the egg in it, so it was a very, very soft mixture. And those would not, they wouldn't even hold their shape round. Those had to be flattened a little bit. So, but these meatballs, we're going to brown them up and make a white wine. We use a Chardonnay, which is the, you know, principal grape of Champagne, and some cream, and that's going to be thickened with the mustard, Dijon mustard, and reduced. So no flour or no starch in the sauce either. Keep it very light. And of course, when we do these tastings, they're walk around. There's not really a formal meal. But being that it's wintertime, we always like to put out kind of a little heartier dish. Now, we're going to do a risotto, and often, you know, usually I'll have a, you know, either a stuffed pasta or a pasta. But risotto seems to be the way to go. People can just take a little taste if they want, or they can have, you know, a little bit more on a plate. When you're doing a walk-around tasting, you want to make things relatively easy for people to eat, remembering that they are holding a glass. You know, you provide some small tables for people to rest things on, but you're not doing too much knife and fork stuff here. It's got to be, I like finger food, and I like not to have a lot of leftover, you know, so serving like a baked stuffed clam, now you got the clam shell. If you're, you know, serving a chicken wing, now you got a bone. And I try to make it convenient for the guest. But we're going to do a nice seasonal risotto, and this time of year, I mean, you can't go wrong with some butternut squash and some mushrooms, some dried cranberries. You could make this with chicken broth, your favorite risotto recipe, or with vegetable broth if you want to keep it vegetarian. Chicken, or if you have some turkey broth left over from that Thanksgiving turkey, would be a good time to do that this week if you've got some stock left. But and we're also going to put in some braised broccoli rabe. We're serving that as a seasonal vegetable right now. And it really is a nice balance with the sweetness of the squash. Then you've got a little bit of bitterness from the broccoli rabe. We braise that with olive oil, a little garlic and onion. If you've got all these vegetables, roasted squash, the dried cranberries, I would either plump them in some warm stock or put them in early in the rice risotto process. But when the risotto's ready, then you've got these cooked vegetables that you fold in, and again, your Parmesan or Asiago at the end, and you've got a nice hot dish with all the holiday flavors in there, and gives you a little bit of substance for the meal. We're going to wind down here. Coming to the end of it, I hope you enjoy your sparkling wine or your champagne and a few snacks to go with it. Remember, nothing wrong. Nothing doesn't go with champagne. Very few things don't go with champagne, let's put it that way. But have fun with it. Good luck on your parties in the next couple of weeks, and talk to you next week.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are reacting to the news that the Democrats are drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls this a sad day for America.
The idea that Democrats would control who can ask questions in Senate did nothing that's impeachable. It's hard to defend Democrats on how they're running this House and what they're doing inside their majority.
Authorities are confirming that one police officer is dead following a shootout in Jersey City, New Jersey. Mayor Stephen Phillips says multiple civilians were found dead inside a kosher supermarket where this all happened. Reports are that this could be a drug deal gone bad, and police are describing the incident as criminal in nature, opposed to domestic terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
A 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful says thanks but no thanks to the December Democratic debate. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard says she is going to skip the December 19th Democratic debate even if she qualifies for it. The congresswoman from Hawaii says she's going to instead spend the time campaigning in the important primary states of New Hampshire and South Carolina. Gabbard is close to qualifying. She needs just one more poll with at least 4% support.
Some of those injured in the mass shooting at a Florida Navy base are being let out of the hospital. Naval Air Station Pensacola announced yesterday that five of those hurt in last week's shooting, including two deputies, have been released. Three people were killed in the shooting, along with the gunman. The FBI is looking into the terror attack and also seeking a possible motive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.